everybody, Erin Albert, Pharnominal Pharmacist. We're rolling them out each and every day for 31 days in a row. And I'm held myself to that promise thus far. So today we want to focus on a pharmacist that's had quite the career, particularly in associations and academic pharmacy. And she actually recently announced her retirement as well. But before she goes, we wanted to honor Dr. Lucinda Main today on the podcast. She's been a good friend of the podcast. She's been a guest here several times, and I will be sure to link up any episodes that I have with her. If you've never met Dr. Main, most people in particularly academic pharmacy have met Dr. Main, but Lucinda Main served and serves most recently as Executive Vice President and CEO of the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, or AACP. That's why all the academic pharmacists know her. She also served as Senior Vice President for Policy, Planning, and Communication, in addition to other roles at APHA, or the American Pharmacists Association, from 1992 to 2002. And she served as Interim Dean, Associate Dean for Student Alumni Affairs, and Director of Professional Relations, and Assistant Professor of Pharmacy Practice at Samford University School of Pharmacy from 1986 to 2001. She's also one of a handful, literally, of women who have won the Remington Honor Medal, and that's the highest honor bestowed by the American Pharmacists Association. Not very many women have won this award or achieved this award since its inception. She really is very inspiring, I think, to a lot of us, particularly in academic pharmacy. And when I heard that she was retiring, I was a little bit sad, actually. Dr. Main has been a veritable force at AACP. She's always been very willing to listen to my crazy ideas as a pharmacist, particularly when I was in academia at Butler University myself. She likes and embraces out-of-the-box thinking, which I appreciate. And frankly, which pharmacy needs more of moving forward? Right now, the next CEO of AACP is yet to be named. That position, or her position, is actually posted this month online, and there's a recruiting firm looking for her replacement. So big shoes to fill there. Dr. Main, thank you for your service to the profession and particularly to academic pharmacy, and congratulations on your announced retirement. We'll be sad to see you go, but we certainly understand. So there you go, another awesome pharmacist to share with you today. I'll be sure to link up her bio and old episodes from her being a guest on the show here. You know the drill now. Back again tomorrow, we'll have another pharmacist, or maybe more than one pharmacist, coming up to honor in American Pharmacist Month and our 31 Days of Pharnominal Pharmacists. Everyone, take care.